McBurney's and Pimm's were the first stores in Dublin to have a moving Christmas window display. I was 3 at the time, and I can still see it clearly now. It was a train with a monkey sitting by the chimney. The train was carrying presents of all shapes and sizes, wrapped up in coloured paper and tied with ribbons. Santa was on the train with his sack, which was filled to the brim, and the creator of this spectacular display was none other than my father, Tom Powell, and he had brought me into town to be the first spectator of his window creation. The year was 1953. Tom was a very talented display artist, and he seemed to love the creativity of the job. As a young man, he worked in Brown Thomas and was for a period of time working with the artist Nora McGuinness. She was head of display, and it was under her direction that he honed his skills in the art of window dressing. Nora was born in Derry and studied at the Metropolitan School of Art, now NCAD. She was a theatre designer as well as a painter, and in 1950, she and Nan O'Reid represented Ireland in the Venice Biennale. What was not so widely known is that for 3 decades, she designed the windows for Brown Thomas's on Grafton Street in Dublin. She didn't just fill the window with merchandise. Each of her elegant displays told a story. Her philosophy was, less is more. After a few years, my father moved to Hickey's, the fabric shop in Henry Street. In those days, it was the practice to move from one retail establishment to another in order to gain experience and promotion. Dublin was a small city at that time, and staff members from the various shops socialised in the pubs like the Palace Bar in Fleet Street, the Elbow Inn and the Tower Bar in Henry Street, not to mention Davy Burns and McKeogh's off Grafton Street. Through this grapevine, my father was asked by a member of the College of Art to give evening classes on the art of display. What he didn't know was that Nora McGuinness was a teacher in the college and had recommended he be headhunted for the job. Unfortunately, the opportunity was denied him, as Hickey's wouldn't allow him to serve 2 masters. However, he certainly made his presence felt in Hickey's. One of his window displays captured the theme of the then popular Forsyte saga. His setting for this one was a vintage car, filled with the mannequins dressed as the characters of the TV saga. Their clothes, of course, were fashioned from the fabrics of Hickey's. My father had intended the display to rotate, but unfortunately, the car was too heavy to allow the floor to move. Even so, the display was another showstopper. His vision was always ahead of his time. Nothing was safe as a prop for his windows. I remember on one occasion recognizing my bike, resprayed, partly dismantled, with Hickey's fabrics draped lovingly over it. One of the display staff at Hickey's years later told me if my father didn't like the display, he would turn to them and say, "It's not talking to me." And they would have to rework the display and ask, "Is it talking to you now, Mr. Powell?" Well, this Christmas, I'm remembering how he created the magic of Christmas for my 3-year-old self. And do you know that magic has remained? I'm a child again, each and every Christmas. I'm going back to 1953. Standing outside McBurney's, he's asked me to keep an eye on the lights in the window. I'm to tell him if and when the lights go on. "The lights are on, Daddy," I shout. "The lights are on." My heart glows as the passers-by burst into a round of applause, and the voice of the newspaper vendors at the ballast office at the corner of Westmoreland Street are ringing in my ears. "It'll mail our evening press." Tomorrow, my wife and I will put up our Christmas lights in our front garden. My grown-up self will stand there waiting for the magic to fill our garden. And every day from here will be the wonderful sacred journey to Christmas for me. Here's to you, Tom Powell, my real Father Christmas. Thank you.